我们一起打开圣经，我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。And let's turn again in our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 今天我们已经是第四个星期看第四章。And this is our fourth week in chapter 4. 我们是一早讲过呢，我们第四章我们看着怎样行得神的喜悦。And we've been talking in chapter 4 about how to walk to please God. 我们已经是前三次呢，已经看过三个重要的重点。And we've already looked at the first three important points. 就是与人和谐的行为行事。不是，在圣洁中行事，与人和谐行事，同埋对人行得诚实。So we looked at walk in holiness, walk in harmony,and walk in honesty. 今天我们看第四个呢，就是有盼望向前行。And so this morning we'll be looking at the fourth point, and it's walk in hope. 相信大家有盼望，是不是？ I believe you all have hope, don't you? 我们应该在主里面有盼望。We should have hope in the Lord. 可能有些人是盼望是结婚， maybe your hope is hope to get married.或者盼望的生仔， or maybe you hope to have a child. 有些人的盼望呢，就是读完书出来做嘢。Maybe your hope is to get out of college and to get a job. 可能其他人的盼望就是健健康康的平安度日。And maybe your hope is just to live at peace and to be healthy. 但我哋身为基督徒，应该有一个更大的盼望。But as Christians, we should have a bigger hope than this. 我们应该有个永生的盼望。And we should have a hope for eternal life. 因为我们的生命不是这么短暂，不是为了更生，是为了后生。Because our life is not just short, it shouldn't be just living for the day. We should be living for eternity. 所以今天我们要看这个有盼望向前行。So this morning we'll be looking at walk with hope, in hope.我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三节至到十八节。So we'll be looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. 这个经文说，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。我一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们能够在这一度看你的话语。我们靠耶稣今天开晓我们的心，让我们的双眼好像刚刚唱那首歌可以打开，看到你的荣耀。愿意耶稣基督在我们的当中去彰显你的恩典，愿我们的心能够领受你的教导。我们将时间交在耶稣你的手里面，多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 这里我们看到这个的盼望，就是有虽然有死亡但有复活。 Here we see the hope that we have, that although we have death, we also have resurrection。 我们教会呢，就是最近都有几位呢是离开世界。 And this last few weeks, we've had a few people of our church who have passed away. 咁我哋可能同当时嘅帖撒罗尼加教会嘅系一样，有一啲嘅问号。And so maybe we're very much feeling what they felt back then in Thessalonica is having a lot of questions. 因为保罗咧同帖撒罗尼加教会系讲过关于复活、关于永生、关于耶稣。Because Paul was teaching the Thessalonians about the resurrection, about eternal life, about Jesus Christ.但系当佢离开之后咧，嗰个有人喺佢当中离开世界，佢又伤心难过。But after Paul left them, then some people in their congregation passed away, and they started to question, and they were hurting, they were sad, they were wondering what's going on. 可能我哋一样，我哋旧年有一年又离开我哋，佢上个月有陈生，跟住有 Lydia。系咪？我哋有时都好唔舍得，我哋好伤心、好难过。点解会发生呢事 ？And so, like last year, we're the same. Anine passed away, and then last month we had Lydia and Mr. Chan. And so often we say, "Why, Lord? Why do these things happen? I'm sad. I don't want to see them go." 所以喺呢个保罗咧，系俾我哋一个清晰嘅基督徒嘅睇法。对生死同埋永生 ，so here Paul is going to give us a clear understanding for Christians about life and death and eternal life. 佢系要我哋知道喺基督嘅里边，我哋唔需要担心。And he wants us to know in Christ we do not need to be afraid, we do not need to worry. 因为喺呢度我哋有盼望。我哋有永远永生的盼望 Because here we have the hope of eternal life in Jesus Christ. 所以保罗一开始讲十三节，佢论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道。And so Paul starts in verse 13 and he's saying, you know, don't be ignorant about these things, about talking about those who are sleeping. 佢讲到我不愿意弟兄不知道。You know, he says, don't be ignorant about these things. 如果你认识圣经里面，保罗在新约圣经有四次这样讲嘢。If you're familiar with the Bible, you know that Paul said a similar thing four times in the New Testament. 那四次叫我们不好不知道，不好不明白，不好不晓得。And so four times he told us, don't be ignorant, don't misunderstand, don't confuse it.但系四样嘢，我哋都会到今时今日一样系混淆。But even though he said that these four items, we still get confused until today. 佢第一次讲到呢个嘅唔好混淆嘅事情咧，就喺罗马书十一章廿五节。And the first time Paul said don't be confused was in Romans chapter 11 verse 25. 佢话我不愿意你们不知道这。傲秘就是以色列人有几份的眼心，等到外邦人的数目添满。And the first time is in Romans chapter 11, he says, I don't want you to be ignorant about God's plan for Israel. 但到今时今日，好多人都不明白神在以色列人的计划是怎样。But even till today, so many of us are confused about what God's doing in Israel. 他第二次讲到哥林多前书十二章第一节。And the second time he said it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 佢喺呢度话论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。And he said about spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant. 但系到今时今日，好多人系关于属灵恩赐好唔清楚，系咪？有灵恩派，又有保守派，有乜乜派。And even to today, we have so many people that are confused about spiritual gifts. You got the Pentecostals, you got the Charismatics, you got the conservatives, and all these different concepts. 第三次佢讲到唔好唔明白咧，就系哥林多后书第一章第八节。And the third time he said, "Don't be ignorant," is hitting my sweater. Sorry. third time he said, "Don't be ignorant," is in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. 佢讲到我们不要你们不晓得。我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难，被压太重。And the third time he talked about not being ignorant was in is talking about suffering and trials. 今日好多人我哋唔明白点解有苦难，系咪？我哋面对痛苦困难，我哋会问点解，系咪？我哋仍然都系唔明白。And so even today, so often when we face trials and tribulation and we have pain, we come and we ask why? Because we're still confused about these things. 所以第四次佢讲关于死亡同埋永生，唔怪之我哋好多人仲系唔明白。And so now the fourth time he's talking about life and death and eternal life. No wonder so many people are still confused.
咁我哋系愿神教导我哋，帮到我哋明白。细声少少，因为喐咗咁。
So let's look and see what he says that God can help us understand.
死亡，我哋系应该了解神有咩计划。
So we should understand about death and what God's plan is.
保罗在这里一开始讲到沦睡了的人，
and Paul said, talk about those who are asleep.
因为在圣经里面，基督徒死离开世界是一个好像睡觉一样。
Because for Christians, those of us who are in Christ, when we leave this world, it's like sleeping.
大家知唔知点解会用死亡嚟代表我哋呢个嘅死亡呢？
Do you know why the Bible uses sleep to represent death for Christians?
嗱，如果你瞓得系瞓得舒服，咯咯声系好平安，系咪
？If you have a good sleep and you're just zizzing away, you're at peace.
所以喺个意思就是我们在主里面，如果我们离开世界，我们是有平安。
And so the meaning for us today is that if you are in Christ, you are at peace.
是吧？也都有一个很重要的意思，因为如果你睡觉，你早上一定会睡醒。
And another meaning is that if you're asleep in the morning, you're going to wake up.是吗？睡觉就会睡醒啊。If you're asleep, you will wake up. 如果你在主里面离开世界死亡，你会复活。And if you are in Christ and you die and leave this planet, one day you will be resurrected. 我也都有第三个意思，为什么用睡觉？ And there's another reason why we use sleep to represent death for a Christian.就是因为死亡是一个分开。 And the reason is because death is a separation. 如果我们的灵魂离开我们的身体，我们 是跟身体分开。 If our spirit leaves our body, we are separated from our body. 但如果我们基督徒死的时候呢，我们的灵魂去哪里？ But if as Christians, if we dieWhere does our spirit go?
是去到神那里，是没有跟神分开。
If we're Christians, our spirit goes to God, and we are not separated from God. 因为我们没有跟神分开，我们灵魂没有死， and because we're not separated from God, we're not dead apart from God. 所以是怎样形容呢？用睡觉是最好。 And so how do we describe this? Use sleep is the best way to describe it.所以我们是相信在主里面，我们对这个离开世界不需要怕，因为是睡觉会复活去到耶稣树。 And so as Christians, when we talk about death, we don't need to be afraid because we know that we are just sleeping, we're at peace, we'll rise in the resurrection, and we're with our Lord.
所以我们可以平安，可以安心，好似一个搬家一样。
It's like just moving to a new house. 我们教会准备搬去一个新的地方。 Our church is getting ready to move to a new building.
那这个教的建筑物，我们去到一个大一点的，希望靓一点。
And so we'll be leaving this old building and we'll be moving to someplace bigger and hopefully nicer.
但我们不是消失嘛。
But we're not disappearing. 我们是搬家， We're just moving house. 所以当一个基督徒在主里面离开世界，亦都是一个搬家，由世界这个地这个身体搬去耶稣身边。And so as Christians, when we leave this earth, we're not dead, we're just moving. We're leaving this old house from this physical body, and we're moving on to be with the Lord. So 应该是一个开心兴奋的事。And so it should be a happy, exciting thing that we go through. 因为圣经讲明话我听，有永生的盼望是一定会与主同住。And so the Bible tells us that as we leave this earth, we as Christians will go and be living with Christ. 耶稣讲我们听有这个永生。And Jesus told us about eternal life. 我们相信信耶稣得永生。And we believe that if we believe in Jesus, we receive eternal life. 你信不信这个？ Do you believe that? 你有没有听过中国有个村里面是开报道会的以前的，他有一个标语写那个横条的时候呢，写着信耶稣得永生。 And you know, in the old days in China, there was a village that had a special evangelistic meeting, and they had a big advertisement, you know, on a paper. It said, believe in Jesus, receive eternal life. 你知道得永生那个永字是怎么写？ And you know how to write the eternal in Chinese? 还有一撇做个水字，是吗？ You know, you have, it looks like the character for water, but with another character, a little stroke on top. 跟住生字呢，就是一撇三画一动，是吗？ And then for life, you know, is another character with three stripes across and one down, you know. 咁所以佢个报道会个报条呢，好得意嘅，喺永字呢甩咗一撇，喺个生字甩咗打横最低嗰环。And so on this poster, they lost the top part of the eternal, and they lost the bottom stroke off of life. 咁佢写住乜嘢呢？信耶稣得水牛。And so it said, if you believe in Jesus, get a water buffalo. 于是有一个农夫，他就去这个报道会很盼望信耶稣得水牛，因为他穷是需要个水牛。And he was this poor farmer. He said, wow, this is great. If I believe in Jesus, I can get a water buffalo. 我们信耶稣呢，不是得今生的好处，不是物质的，我们信耶稣是要效生的永远的生命。We believe in Jesus not for material blessings and possessions here on earth. We believe in Jesus for eternal blessings. 如果你觉得你信耶稣因为要个水牛，那你信错了。你要信耶稣是要得永远的生命。If you're believing in Christ because you want the water buffalo, then you've put your faith in the wrong place. We want eternal blessings. 那我肯定你信耶稣，耶稣会是保护你今生，又会照顾你，但是最大的福气是永远的生命。I believe that if we believe in Jesus, God will bless us in this life, but the greatest blessing is eternal life. Amen? Amen. 我们知道有永生。那所以我们看哥林多前，哥林多后书第五章第六节至到第八节。In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 to 8, 哥林多后书第五章第六节到第八节。 2 Corinthians 5 6 to 8, 所以我们事上坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离，因我们行事为人凭着信心，不凭着眼见。我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。 Now this passage tells us very clearly that if we're in the body, we're separated from the Lord, but to be out of the body is to be with God. 这里说很清楚，在这个身躯的时候，在这个肉身的时候呢， 与主相离，但系当我哋系离开我哋嘅身体，我哋系与主同住。你呢个身躯，我哋冇办法眼对眼、面对面见到耶稣，系咪 ？Now in your physical body, you have no way to stand face to face and eyeball to eyeball Jesus Christ。但系当你离开呢个身体，离开呢个世界，你可以面对面同耶稣一齐行。But when you leave this physical earth, you can stand in the presence of God and walk with Him face to face, hand in hand. 好多人说不信有死后有生命。So many people don't believe in life after death. 但有好多的事情我们是很难是否认。But you know, there's so many things that we cannot deny. 就是有的医生 会讨论什么叫死亡，几时是死。Even doctors will discuss among themselves what is death and when does death come. 是不是你停止呼吸？是不是你心脏停止？是不是你的脑电波完成？ Is it when you stop breathing? Is it your heart stop pumping? Or is it when your brain dies? 几时是死亡的？ When is death? 如果你停止呼吸，可以人工呼吸，就是砰砰砰醒翻喎。If it's just that you stop breathing, you know, we can do artificial respiration and pump on your stomach and get the water, you can breathe again. 如果心脏停止呢，就攞啲电 ，boom boom， 系咪 ？And if your heart stops, we can give you electric shock and pop you up again. 亦都可以呢，你嘅心唔得嘅时候，换咗心咯，心脏手术咯。And why don't we just give you a heart transplant? You know, give you a new heart. 可以咪？但如果个脑停止运动，得唔得？But if your brain stops, can you give a new brain? 所以你在医院见到那些人或者看电视呢，就是那个脑电波呢，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。You know, I don't know what you call that machine that, that you know, in the hospital ICU and is going up and down. 跟着你看到他准备离开的时候，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。You know, then it comes a straight line across. 是不是那时死亡啊？Does that mean death? 但是很多人的经历，当那条线是直线的时候，医生抢救翻，是不是五分钟、十分钟，是不是半个钟？ You know, but there's so many instances where even when the brain goes dead, that maybe after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even half an hour later, you can revive the patient. 是不是？我唔知记录系最长嘅一个钟、两个钟。What's the longest record for being dead on the 10 hours? Seriously? 佢话世界纪录系十个钟啊！咁我唔知道，你要查下。但系好多人有呢啲经历，系离开嘅时候，跟住医生问佢：你死咗知唔知啊 ？So many people have this experience, and the doctor says, "You died. Did you know you died?" 他就讲翻他死的时候的经历 ，and then they tell what happened while they were dead. 死的时候的经历，我死咗点有嘢嘅 ？But how can I have an experience if I'm dead? 嗱，好多嘅经历可能系唔一定系真理嘅，系人嘅经历可以系真，可以系假。You know, there are a lot of experiences, and people's experiences can be true and can be false. But 有人离开嘅时候，好多人有一啲嘅同经历可以话我哋听，死之后有生命。But when you have so many instances where people say after they died they still had consciousness and experience, that tells me something. There is life after death. 系咪？死后且有生命，罪嘅公价乃是死，死后且有审判。The wages of sin is death, but after death there is judgment. 呢个经文话我哋听，如果我哋基督徒，我哋离开身体系与主同住。And this passage tells us that as Christians, when we leave this body, we go to be with the Lord. 系同主一齐呢？是平安，是开心。And to be with the Lord is peace and happiness. 你看保罗又怎么说在腓立比书第一章20节至23节。 Look at what Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. 保罗这个观点是很难了解的, 除非你信耶稣。 And Paul's concept on this is very hard to understand unless you are a believer in Jesus Christ. 保罗在第一章腓立比书第一章20节, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, 照着我所切谋所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧只要凡事防胆论到是生是死总叫基督在我身上照显大因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处但我在肉身活着若成就我功夫的果子 我就不知道该选什么，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。保罗讲得好清楚，两难之间，生定死。 Paul is saying he's in a dilemma to live or to die. 他说生 是好的,死是更好。He said, living is good, but dying is better. 是吧? 他说死是有益处。He said, dying is for the benefit. 他很盼望去到耶稣那处。 And he was hoping to go to Jesus. 但是他也知道呢, 生是有他的意思, 我们生在这个世界上, 是要显, but he knew that living was for the good and for God and that he wanted to live his life to be a blessing to glorify God. And he said, if I die, I want it to be a glory to God. And so whether I live or die, I want to glorify God. Do you have that heart today? Do you have that attitude? 愿我们的生命是荣耀主，当我们离开的时候，愿意我们荣耀主。 That our life can be a glory to God, and when we leave this life, we are glorying God.
我想强调一点，虽然保罗说死有益处，是离开，因为这是好得无比。
Even though Paul said that to die is gain and that there is nothing that can compare to going to heaven, 我们要知道掌管生命是神，不是我们自己。 It's God who controls life and death, not you or me.
我们绝对不可以因为说死是有益处，快点死了去。
We cannot say that because dying is gain that we want to die sooner.
神是掌管在神的时间，在神的安排的时候，才可以离开世界。
God is in control of life and death, and only God can choose when somebody lives or dies.
生命是宝贵，生命有价值。
Life is precious, life is valuable.
你不可以主持自己的生命，
and you cannot destroy your own life.
我们要顺服主，如果神要我生活在这里，无论是怎样痛苦，无论是经历什么，我们要立志心志，主啊，靠你透过我这个生命荣耀你。
If God wants us on this planet, even if we're going through terrible times, painful times, we need to put in our heart and say, Lord, use me even in my trial, that I can glorify you.
当神的时间来到，要我们回到天家， 我们就感恩回到天家。
And when it comes God's time to take you home, then we go home in glory.
但如果神未决定要带你回天家， 你在今时今日就要尽心尽意尽力让神带领你，用得着你。
But if God hasn't chosen to take you home yet, you need to, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, live for God today.
是吧? 保罗在这个心,
that's the heart that Paul had.
我们是不舍得我们的亲友离开我们，我们是很嫉妒，希望是我们先，是吧？ And so often we don't want our friends and relatives to leave. And sometimes we're even jealous because we want to go first. 但是我们不需要为他难过. But we don't need to be sorry for them. 我们是为自己难过, 因为没有了朋友. And we're sorry for ourselves because we don't no longer have our friend among us.
Maybe
some people say, Pastor, you know, you're just deceiving yourself. You know, you're saying, you know, death is better. You know, that's just kind of pat yourself on the back, encourage yourself.
不是的. 有时我们不明白神为什么, 但是人家离开世界, 很多时是会将荣耀归回神. 我们可能不明白.
So many times, although we don't understand, we can see that somebody passing away can give glory to God. And maybe we don't understand what's going on.
我认识很多人, 因为有某位离开世界是影响其他人要信耶稣。
I know many people that because somebody passed away in their life, that many came to Christ because of that.
是吗?
就算我们今天看不到个原因, 我们上到天上的时候会明白个原因。 And even if we don't see the reason now here on earth, when we get to heaven, we will understand.
所以很多时候在心里面我们会问为什么为何我不服我不接受。
And so often inside when something happens, we say, why? I don't accept this. I don't like it. I don't know what's going on.
但是神在天上,
but when you get to heaven, God will show you why.
是吗? 我们要相信神的意思是最好。
We need to believe that God's meaning and purpose is the best.
我们要有盼望,是有永生和复活的盼望。
We need to have the hope of eternal life and the hope of the resurrection.
因为我们不单是有永生,我们会有复活。
Because it's not just eternal life that we get, we also get a resurrected body.
你知道有一天你会有复活的身体。
Do you know that one day you will have a resurrected body?
你同我一起看《哥林多前书》15章。
Look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 to 21.
15章12节至21节，我唔读俾你听，我系。
I'm not going to read this whole passage, but I'll just talk about it, and you can look in what it says.
在这个经文，人家问有没有复活，保罗就解释，死人复活的事呢，耶稣复活了先，所以证明我们有复活。他说，如果没有复活呢，我们所信是徒然。You know,
people are asked, talking about the resurrection, is there a resurrection? And Paul points out that, yes, there is a resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead. Because Jesus rose, that proves there's a resurrection. If there's no resurrection, our faith is in vain.
跟着他说到呢，因为耶稣复活，我们都会复活。
And he said, because Jesus rose, we will also rise.
你看19节至21节,
and look at verse 19 to 21.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜，但基督已经从死里复活，成为碎了之人初熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。Jesus
becomes the first fruits of the resurrection. He rose, and we will also rise. And if there is no hope of resurrection and life after death, our faith in God is in vain. We're miserable creatures.
感谢主，我们是有复活的盼望。
We have the hope of the eternal life and the resurrection.
复活是真的。你信耶稣，有一天你都会复活。
There is truly a resurrection, and one day you will resurrect.
Do
you know what Jesus' body was like when he rose from the dead?
耶稣从死里复活，40日在世界上，人家见到他行来行去。
Jesus rose from the dead and he was here for about 40 days walking around and people saw him. 佢嘅 身体呢, 就可以食嘢, 又可以摸到. He had a body that he could eat and you could touch. 你可以认得这个是耶稣, and his body you could recognize this is Jesus. 但是他可以忽然间不在这里，也可以忽然间是回到。 But Jesus could instantly disappear or reappear. 在复活之后，我哋有好多咁嘅讲啊。所以佢嗰个复活嘅身体好特别，但系圣经话，当我哋复活嘅时候，会有好似耶稣嘅复活嘅身体。 But he had a real resurrected body, and the Bible says that one day we will also resurrect.
你记唔记得拉撒路死嘅时候，耶稣同马大倾偈？
Do you remember when Lazarus died and Jesus was talking with Martha?
约翰福音11章21节至到26节,
and it's recorded in John chapter 11, verse 21 to 26.
马大对耶稣说：主啊，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。就是现在，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说：你兄弟必然复活。马大说：我知道在末后复活的时候，他必复活。耶稣对他说：复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。 凡活着信我的人，也必永远不死。你信这话吗？
Jesus told her very clearly, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me shall not die.
新译本就讲，耶稣说：我就是复活和生命，信我的人虽然死了，也要活着。耶稣就是复活。
Jesus is the resurrection.
耶稣是复活的大能,
Jesus is the power of the resurrection.
我们信耶稣, 我们都会复活,
and we believe in Jesus, we will also rise from the dead.
你有这个盼望吗?
Do you have this hope in you today?
看回《哥林多前书》15章,
look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
42至44,
and look at 42 to 44.
保罗就解释什么叫复活的身体。
Paul is explaining what it means to have a resurrected body.
他说：死人复活也是这样，所中的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏。
First in verse 42 he says that the physical will decay, but the resurrected will not decay.
43节，所中的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
And then it says that the physical is of shame, but the resurrected is of glory.
所中的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
The physical is weak, but the resurrected is strong.
44节，所中的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
And then in 44 he says that the physical is blood, but the resurrected is spiritual.
若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
If we have a physical body, we will surely have a spiritual body.
所以没有腐坏，没有羞辱，没有疾病。
And so the resurrected body is not going to decay, it's not shamed, and it's not going to have sickness and pain.
是吧? 神要给我们一个荣耀的身体。
And God is going to give us a special body of glory.
复活的身体和你现在的身体不一样,
and your new glorified body will be different than your present body.
我现在开始老的，虽然我只有50几岁，但都开始没有以前那么好。
Although I'm only in my 50s, I'm starting to feel like I'm getting old.
我今年第一次觉得头痛的。
And this year is the first time that I thought in my life that my head's cold.
我想我的头发越来越薄啊。
I think my hair is getting less and less.
我跟你年轻人去露营的时候，回来几个,
幾日都成身酸痛。I went camping with the young people. I came back and for about 4 or 5 days, I was in pain. 跑來跑去跑唔喐喎。I can't run like I used to. 我又增肥就冇得減肥。I'm getting fatter and heavier and I can't lose it. 我又膝頭又痛 and my knees are getting in pain. 我發現到呢我好盼望嗰個榮耀嘅身體。And I'm now starting to desire that glorified body. 冇疾病冇痛苦 There's no pain. No sickness. 弟兄姊妹睇腓立比書三章二十一節。Look in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. 我们却是天上的国民，并且等候主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形象，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。 He's going to change our weak physical body into a glorified one like His.
耶稣复活嗰种嘅身体，荣耀嘅身体，耶稣会将你复活嘅时候有一个相似嘅身体。哇，好奇妙系咪
？That is an amazing thing to think about，
系咪？耶稣相似嘅荣耀嘅身体
，You can have a body like the resurrected body that Jesus had. Isn't that amazing?
感谢主，我哋会改变，得到个荣耀嘅身体，我哋可以复活，因为耶稣复活。
We can rise from the dead because Jesus rose from the dead.
那弟兄姊妹啊，我哋最后我哋睇一点就好紧要嘅。就在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十七节。
Now we're going to look at our final point this morning. It's an important point in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17.
因为我们有这个盼望
It's because we have this hope.
十七节又讲翻，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样就我们就要和主永远同在。
That we will be taken up into the clouds to be with Him.
我哋讲到我哋呢个盼望，我哋而家有一个特别嘅奥秘，保罗同我哋分享，就系有日有啲人唔使死，就会被接上天同耶稣相遇。
And Paul is telling us about a glorious mystery that he's revealing to us here, that one day some people will not die, but they will be taken up to meet the Lord in the sky.
这个是一个很特别的，一个的我们教会称为被提。
This is a wonderful thing that we call the rapture.
在保罗跟我们讲话，在耶稣回来的时候，有时候就教会要被提升天。
And Paul is telling us that at the end of the age, when Jesus comes back, that the church will be raptured up into heaven to be with him.
我相信这个日子很快到。
I believe that this day is coming very soon.
我相信我们现在很接近会怎样
And I believe that we're coming very close to that day.
我们看再看哥林多前书十五章五十一至五十三
Look again at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 51 and 53.
因为在哥林多前书又是讲这个被提不是这个被提我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们我们不是都要睡觉乃是都要改变就在一时一霎时眨眼之间号筒未吹没吹
末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的。一霎时，眨眼之间，就要改变。In a twinkling of an eye, in a moment's time, we will be changed.
保罗讲呢个一个奥秘，就系神特别启示保罗，启示就话我哋听。
This is a mystery that God told Paul, and now Paul is telling us.
其实耶稣冇直接讲，不过佢暗示过。
Jesus didn't talk about this directly, but he did make an inference to it.
因为耶稣讲过，我去为你预备地方去。如果我去为你预备地方，我必翻嚟接你到我嗰度。
Jesus said that I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to that where I am. You can be also.
所以佢系要接我哋翻嚟。And so Jesus is coming to take us back. 我睇到呢个眨眼之间，一霎时教会已咁快。就升到天，同耶稣一齐喺天上相遇。
And so, in just a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, so fast the church will be taken away.
你又讲到末世，喺末世嘅时候，呢件事会发生。
And the Bible is telling us that in the end days, this will happen.
你可唔可以谂一谂，全世界所有嘅基督徒系一霎时、一眨眼之间，全部即刻消失，会点样？
Can you imagine that all the Christians around the whole world, in just a moment, in one instant, that everybody just disappears at the same time?
是不是很奇妙啊？但是圣经这样讲是这样的意思啊。在末世一定会发生这件事。
But this is what the Bible is telling us. It will happen.
几时我不可以告诉你几时。
When will it happen? I don't know. I can't tell you that.
教会等候盼望已经二千年。
The church has been waiting, anticipating this event for 2,000 years.
但我相信可能今日会发生。可能今年发生。
But I believe that it could happen today. I believe it could happen this year.
我又相信是随时随地要发生。如果发生的时候我要准备好自己。
I believe that it could happen at any moment, and if it happens, I need to be prepared.
因为我哋对呢个被提呢件事有唔同嘅神学观点，人哋话唔同嘅时间可能发生。
You know, there are different theological concepts about when this event will take place.
有啲话系。末世嘅大灾难之前，有啲话系中间，有啲话系中间再过啲，有啲话喺大灾难之后。
Some people say before the Great Tribulation, some people in the middle of the tribulation, some people before the wrath, which would be about three-fourths of the way into the tribulation, others at the end of the tribulation.
几时发生？圣经冇讲清楚。
The Bible doesn't tell us when it will happen.
但我相信，我们今天没时间讲这么详细，我相信会在大灾难之前。
We don't have time to go into depth about this morning, but I believe this event will happen before the tribulation.
因为我相信是耶稣要接他的教会升上天，先至将七年的大灾难临到世界。
Because I believe that God's going to take his church out of the world before 7 years of his wrath are put on onto this planet.
变咗呢有份去呢有福嘅。冇得去呢就要经过呢个大灾难嘅事情。
That means that those who have part in the rapture are blessed, and those that are left behind have to go through the tribulation.
圣经讲话来听，经过大灾难会有两种人信耶稣。
And the Bible tells us in the Great Tribulation period, there will be two types of people that become Christians.
第一种就是一些基督徒，不是基督徒， 可能当时是跨名的基督徒，没有认真的，见到教会被提之后醒悟，哎呦是真的，我要悔改。
And the first group was those who thought they were Christians. They were in the church, they heard about it, and all the, when the real church disappeared, they woke up and they said, oh no, it's true, it happened. I better repent.
也都有他的亲友是因为他的见证信耶稣，
and then their friends and relatives, because of their witness, they become Christians.
第二个群体就是以色列人。
And the second group of people that will become Christians in the Great Tribulation are the Jewish, the nation of Israel.
但是七年的大灾难非常之痛苦，非常之恐怖，不容易做基督徒。
But the tribulation period is going to be a great time of sorrow and pain, and it's not going to be an easy time to be a Christian.
所以我警告你，如果你想幸福啊，你而家信耶稣有份，唔使经历大灾难。
So I give you a warning that if you want to be blessed, you receive Jesus today, and then you can go in the rapture, and you don't have to have that tribulation.
呢个题外话，不过做呢个用呢个嚟做结束。
This is kind of outside of what we're talking about today, but I'll just leave you with this morning.
点解我相信？这个被提很快接近呢，因为有很多事发生紧，是告诉我们越来越接近。
Why do I believe that this is coming so soon? Is because there's so many things happening right now in the world that tell me this is coming down.
我们下个星期会开始看，因为第五章是讲到很多耶稣回来的事。
Next week we'll be talking more in depth because chapter 5 talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
但是今天我只想讲在最近在中东发生的事。
But this morning I just want to leave you with thinking about what's happening in the Middle East right now.
特别是埃及的，我们叫埃及的事，
especially with Egypt.
因为有很多事情呢，圣经已经告诉我们听是要发生，现在我们在看它发生着。
Because there's so many things that the Bible tells us are going to happen, and now when we look at what's happening, we say, yes, it's coming down now.
你知道在现在我们眼前，你看到中东发生着这事是一个历史时刻，一个重要的时刻。
Do you know that what you're watching on the news about the Middle East is historical making event.
是一个非常之重大的历史时刻。
It's an extremely important historical event.
埃及又政变，又影响也门，又影响利比亚，又影响其他北非和其他中东国家。
Egypt has had a political turnover. It's affecting Yemen. It's affecting Liberia and other Algeria and other North African nations and Middle Eastern.
Libya.
Libya, not Liberia, sorry. Yes.
这些事呢是怎样呢？我只想讲三点事。
I just want to mention three things for you to think about.
第一件事呢就是很多人说因为这些政变中东会和平，和平，如果中东和平，世界和平。
The first thing I want to point out is that so many people are saying because these things are happening, the Middle East will be at peace. If the Middle East is at peace, the world will be at peace.
你看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章第三节。
Look with me at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. We'll be talking about it next week.
人正在说平安稳妥的时候，毁灭性的灾祸就突然临到他们，好像生产的痛苦临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them.
这个耶稣讲紧末世的时候。
This is, the Bible is talking this in reference to the end times.
现在世界开始讲到和平和平，我们要留意是不是末世大灾难来临。
If the world's starting to talk peace, 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 does that mean the end is coming? 第二件事我哋要留意，就系末世好多国家，圣经话我哋听，好多中东国家会聚集一齐打以色列。
The Bible tells us in the end times, many countries and nations from the Middle East will rise up and attack Israel.
每次讲到呢件事，冇讲埃及。
And every time it talks about it, it never mentions Egypt.
埃及政变，但佢讲明佢会坚守同以色列嘅和平条约。
Egypt had a change politically, but they came out immediately and they said, we will honor the peace treaties with Egypt, with Israel.
第三件事你一定要留意，如果你不留意你愚蠢的，对不起我这样说。
The third thing you must keep your eyes on, and if you don't, you're being very ignorant.
留意伊朗所讲的事。
Keep a watch on Iran.
因为伊朗这些政变发生之前，好像发预言，说很快中东会有很多国家政变。
Because before these things started to happen, Iran, the Ayatollah, and the leaders of Iran, the spiritual leaders came out and said, like in prophecy, that soon there's going to be a change in the Middle East of massive proportions.
当一个国家政变，伊朗就在这里。好嘢，啱晒。
And each time one of these countries is coming and having this unrest, Iran is standing back and saying, yes, yes, yes.
那好多复杂嘅原因，因为佢两派嘅伊斯兰教派嘅，佢唔啱喇嘅，伊朗就系想佢改变，因为想佢同佢一样，三十年前变伊斯兰国家嘅。
Now, there's a lot of different political reasons and spiritual reasons because the Shiites and the Sunni and their differences. And Iran became an Islamic state 30 years ago, and they've been waiting for 30 years for Egypt to do the same thing. And all those factors are involved.
So, 当佢睇到呢个政变，佢觉得喺我哋三十年前我哋变，而家你变。
And so now Iran is saying, okay, we changed 30 years ago, now it's time for you to change.
埃及唔一定系跟伊朗变，但伊朗系好兴奋。
Now Egypt may not follow Iran in its path, but Iran is very happy about it.
但其他国家变呢，可能真系跟伊朗。
But the other countries that are changing might follow the way of Iran.
如果佢真系跟伊朗就好想打以色列。
And if they follow Iran and Iran wants to wipe Israel off the face of the map,
我哋嘅圣经喺我哋眼前发生。
And then we'll see the Bible prophecy coming true before our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我哋盼望耶稣翻嚟。盼望教会被提。
We are anticipating Jesus coming soon and that we will be raptured.
我们盼望有永生，盼望有复活的身体。
And we're anticipating eternal life and anticipating a resurrected body.
可能在我未讲完之前已经发生。
It could happen before I close today.
我们很接近。
We're very close.
你准备好没？ Are you prepared?我一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，你的话语是真实，圣经是可靠。我们知道末世耶稣回来的日子非常之接近，你的话语不会落空。
Lord, we thank you that your word is true.And nothing in your word that you said will go unpassed. It must come true. We thank you for the hope that you give us that we have eternal life. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to worry.
我们多谢耶稣，我们有永生，我们不需要担忧，不需要担心。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us and will give us a resurrected body.
我们多谢耶稣，因为你爱我们，会给一个荣耀的身体我们。
We thank you, Lord, that we can have our faith in you.
我们多谢主，我们去相信你。我们求主 俾我哋去认真跟随耶稣，让主使用我哋今日嘅有气有力有时间嚟荣耀耶稣。
And Lord, use us today while we have strength and air to breathe, that we can glorify you.
无论我哋今日经历啲乜嘢事，我哋知道生死系你掌管，靠耶稣用得着我哋生命，系做你嘅器皿。
And no matter what we go through this in this life or today, Jesus, we pray that because you are in control of life, that you would use us for your glory until you take us home.
多谢主听我哋祷告，奉主名求， Amen. 默祷之后散会。